Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is In Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, checking in to see, are we aligned with where God wants us to be, checking in to see if God has something for us this morning to receive, or just taking a vent break. So I just thank God for the platform. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank Elder Oliver for the opportunity and entrusting me to speak and talk to y'all freely, and his wife as well. Thank y'all. So we just go ahead and we're going to go ahead and jump into prayer. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for breathing into our bodies, God, this morning. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you are. Thank you for being a God that is perfect. Thank you for being a God that's understanding. Thank you for being a God that's gracious. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for who you are alone. Thank you for just being you, God. Lord, this morning I pray and ask for you to remove me out the way, God, and you flow this morning, Lord. I pray that you speak to your people, God. I pray that we all get an understanding and we're able to walk away with something this morning, God. I pray that we all get a seed this morning, God, that we can plant on good soil, God, and that we're able to water it and nourish it so it can turn into fruit. So I thank you, I praise you, and I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, y'all, this morning is going to be a short segment. I have two things I want to talk about. Give me one second. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is God's grace. And this was a request of somebody, but I don't really have, honestly, I realized that, Vanessa, do you even know fully the definition of grace? Do you know fully what grace is? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand the grace that God has for you in your life? It made me self-reflect myself personally of, when have you encountered God's grace? What does God's grace look like? How can you explain grace to other people? And when I went to look for a definition, it says, you know, what is the Bible definition of grace? It says, God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. Grace cannot be earned. It is something that is freely given. We count on God's grace and the bridge he built in our relationship with him. Bible verses about grace abound. From the foundation of the Old Testament, we know that grace is a part of God's character. You know, so even when we don't deserve it, that's the heavy part on grace, is that God gives it freely. You don't have to, it's not about actions. No actions equate to God's grace. So even if you are the perfect person on this earth, you cross all your T's, you dot all your I's, you are perfect in your eyes. You're not more worthy of God's grace than somebody that doesn't follow the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, God's grace is freely given. We don't have to work for God. We don't have to work for God to be God. We don't have to do anything for God to be gracious to us. We don't have to do anything for God to see fit to still wake you up for another day and give you another chance. We don't have to be fit for God to say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to give you what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do anything in order for God to be who he is. And I think that's what we get misconstrued sometimes, is that we feel like if our actions are better, then God will be a better God. No, God is God. You feel me? God is who he is. God is consistent. God is gracious. God is loving. God is caring. He is that God to everyone. You know what I'm saying? Of course he doesn't like sin. Of course he doesn't like us to, you know, do things that are opposite of what his word says, of course. But that doesn't stop him from being who he is, and that's a gracious God. You know what I mean? So it's undeserved favor. It's the part, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, the part of undeserved really stuck with me. Of, I don't have to do anything for God to be good. You know what I mean? Of course, of course God has in his word of like, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all righteousness and everything will be added unto you. Of course, with blessings and being able to walk into certain doors and things like that, of course, that it's a certain way that we present ourselves, but just walking in our path and what God has for us and keeping on that straight and narrow, that is what
brings us into blessings and overflow, of course, but as far as God grace and him being who he is, we don't have to do anything for God to be a good God. You get what I'm saying? Now, for God to be in a place of overflow, now that's different. Not overflow, but be in a place of us walking into our own path, because we can stop ourselves from now reaching where God wants us to be, or reaching our fullest potential, or really touching and grabbing what God has on earth for us, of course. But that doesn't change God's character of who he is just because we're not getting what he has left for us, if that makes sense. They don't go together. God doesn't, his character is now not different because we are not doing what he would, what's in the word. I want to say what he would want us to do. Well, it is what he would want us to do. Just because we're not on that straight and narrow doesn't mean he changes. And that's what I realized with grace and the definition of grace, is that it's more so about God's character versus who we are and what we do. So I love that somebody requested for me to talk about grace this morning, because I needed to hear that, is that God doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying God is loving. You know what I'm saying? But we're equating love to something that we can do or not do. No, God still loves you. Does he love what you're doing? That's another story. You know what I'm saying? But does he love you? Yes, God is loving. He is that. God is gracious. God is a gracious God. That's what he is. You know what I'm saying? So whatever we do is just between us and us. But who God is stays the same. He's just gracious. It's undeserved favor. We don't have to do anything for God to be gracious to us. So that's what I wanted to speak on about grace is, you know what I'm saying? Just that. So what was the other thing I wanted to discuss? This is also brief too, about childlike faith. Because I was just going to talk about grace, keep it short and sweet, and going on about our day. Because sometimes it's those little nuggets that we need, you know what I'm saying, to really suffice us, to be sufficient for us. I want to just throw one more little nugget in there. So I was talking to my niece this morning. I was in the shower. She was using the bathroom. So, like, you know, I'm behind the curtain, and she's using the bathroom, and we just talking. And I was like, how you feeling today? She's like, I'm feeling good. And, well, no, let me read the scripture first. I'm going to read our scripture first. Let me see. Okay, we have Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. About that time, the followers came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in God's kingdom?" Jesus called a little child to come to him. He stood the child in front of the followers. Then he said, "The truth is, you must change your thinking and become like little children. If you don't do this, you will never enter God's kingdom. The greatest person in God's kingdom is the one who makes himself humble like this child." And us coming to a place, like, okay, so back to the story. So, mind you, in the scripture, God is letting them know, you know, the children, people that are humble like children, you know what I'm saying, are the greatest in my kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to change our thinking. So that shows Jesus having that compassion and understanding for us that things happen in life. You know what I'm saying? Things will transpire. We will go through things. We'll experience things. We'll encounter people. We'll encounter situations that we maybe, you know what I'm saying, didn't think that we were equipped for, whatever, blase, blase. But you must change your thinking and become like little children. So that's in being understanding. And I know that you may go through stuff in life, but change that and become back humble again. Come back to a place of, you know, being like a child and having that heart of curiosity, imagination, humbleness, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So back to the story I was saying. I asked my niece, so like I said, I was in the shower. I was behind the shower curtain talking, and my niece was using the bathroom, so we're talking. And I'm like, how you feeling today? She's like, I'm feeling good. I said, are you going to have a good day at school today? She was like, She's like, yeah. I said, how do you think your day at school is going to go? She's like, I don't really know. I just get on the bus and I go to school and I see what happens. Like, no expectation, no pre-thought out way of this is what I'm going to do and this is how it's going to go. Or I already know I'm going to run into this today. I know that this is going to happen today. She said, I just get on the bus and go to school. I just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Yes, she knows. I said, you're going to have a good day. Yeah, I know I'm going to have a good day. Yeah. I said, what you think is going to happen at school today? I don't know what's going to happen at school today, actually. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get on the bus, I go to school, and I see what happens. And that's how we should be. Not already preset in that, oh, I got to do this today, so I know that this is going, you know, or I know it's going to be traffic. Ugh. Like, it's already a preset, you know what I'm saying, way of thinking. And that reminds me of yesterday, right? Let me tell y'all. So I realized yesterday morning I didn't have my charger. I left my charger at home for the day. And I went about my day, whatever. I was kind of upset, but I, like, you know, I'm like, ugh, like, dang, I left my charger at home, so I need to charge my AirPods or whatever. I couldn't. Well, I could, but I couldn't use my charger. So I go about my day. My day is fine or whatever, whatever. And I ended up having a meeting for my taxes. Don't talk about how I'm late. I know. Leave me alone. But I had a meeting to file my taxes, and I ended up leaving my bag at the office. So I left my bag, which has my laptop, my iPad, my chargers, my baby wipes, my deodorant, my lotion. Everything is in this bag, y'all. So I left my bag there on accident. I get in the car, whatever, I'm driving. They call me, you left it, cool. I get home, I'm like, oh, I got to find a charger. I got to find a charger. I got to find a charger. So I ended up remembering, like, once I'm looking, like, mind you, I forgot that I left my charger that morning. But I'm going about my, I'm like, oh, I got to find a charger, find a charger. So I get in my room, and I realize you didn't bring your charger today. I would have left my charger in that bag and wouldn't have had one for the rest of the night. So the fact that that happened in my day and I was able to see God's hand in my day of, like, my daughter, I know that you about to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say God did anything, no. But I just love how my day was set up for me to see grace and see, you know, that, I don't know, it was just a good moment, I guess, because I literally bring my charger every single day. And the fact that the day that I left my bag somewhere and my charger is normally in it, I left my charger at home yesterday. I love, girl, I love God. But, and I love when I mess up and God is just like, you know what, let me move some stuff around for her because I know she about to, whatever, whatever, whatever. Point is the humbleness of life, or just like the mindset of, you know what, it's whatever. When I realize, I don't know, where did this story even go? Girl, I just want to tell this story real bad because I literally, when it happened, I'm like, oh, I want to tell this tomorrow. I think I just tried to fit this in, and I don't think it goes, but it's okay. Trust the process. But anywho, back to being humble like a child. The way I tried to fit that in so bad, but being humble like a child, yeah, we should come to God. You know what I'm saying? Boldly, of course. We should be about God in a bold manner, just like how kids are. But at the same time, being humble, being able to say, I don't always have it all figured out. I don't know how things are going to transpire today. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have faith that I'm going to have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Or the fact that children have faith and they'll believe in whatever. Not whatever, but you know what I'm saying? If it makes sense or whatever. No, it don't even have to make sense. Kids just believe. We should have childlike faith and believing in God, trusting in God the way that kids entrust in whoever's around them. They entrust in their parents. They entrust in their teachers. You know what I'm saying? Having a childlike faith and being able to really touch what God has because we trust him and we have that faith behind it. So, yeah, y'all. That's what I wanted to talk about this morning. So I love y'all. I pray that we focus self-love and awareness and make today a great day.